Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Lady Gaga is your artist of the day. We'll get to your calls here in just a moment. Good Monday afternoon, everybody. We got the Saints and who tonight?
Texans.
Oh, that'll be a fantastically fun game to watch.
And then Broncos Raiders.
That's like at 9:15.
Yeah.
I'll be in bed.
Because they do a doubleheader Monday Night Football week
one. I don't like that. I'm not a fan.
No?
The late night game.
You go to bed way too early, by the way.
I go to bed at 8:30 at night.
What time do you get up?
None of your business. I get up at 5:30.
8:30 is a little early, man.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't go to bed at 8:30. I get in bed at 8:30.
So you go to bed at 8:30.
You don't fall asleep. Yeah,
right
and then
away.
I just watch all the news and stuff and learn how to hate the world and, you know.
You might hate the world less if you didn't go to bed at 8:30.
Well, maybe if I just stayed up and watched Denver and Raiders play.
Mm-hmm. Why I'm so angry all the time. It's because you're getting up at 5:30.
What time do you get up?
Not 5:30.
I like to get up and kiss the dawn and have a cup of coffee. Ugh, and
I hate the dawn. Like to, it makes me angry.
You like to be up when the Disney Daybreak music is still playing. Mm-hmm. You know, the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah.
It's quite geriatric of you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is it
of the three of you? I'm going to kick you first.
Is there? I mean, honest question: is there any specific reason why you have to be up at 5:30?
I've always gotten up early. I just enjoy it.
Does the dog wake you up at 5:30 to go outside or something?
No, she would lay in bed and mind her own business if I didn't.
Do you know
up.
Who else gets up at 5:30?
Chris Ketz.
No, people named Eunice. That is an old person. Time to get up.
I've always gotten up at 5:30.
Do you have an alarm set to get up at 5:30?
No.
You just wake up on your own.
Yeah. Hmm. And see, what happens is I lay in bed and I watch the news at 8:30 and learn to hate the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I wake up at 5:30, I turn the news back on and I start hating the world all over again.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you.
That sounds like a horrible way to start your day.
It sounds like you have a very healthy routine in place.
Yeah, he wakes up angry.
Screaming and punching the air.
Moves through his day angry.
Mm-hmm. Angry.
Angry when he's here.
Right, go on the radio here shaking your fist.
Do you think
I'm angry? You have a little bit of edge to you, and I think it's because you get up at 5:30 and start your day watching the news.
Do you think I'm angry right now?
No. You have a little edge to you.
I'm in a good mood.
I mean, if you're a school teacher or something, getting up at that hour makes sense. But you don't have, I mean, you host an afternoon talk show.
Where's the beauty in that if you're not taking advantage of the fact that you can sleep in?
My days are very full, but my alarm does not go off until 10:30.
Good for you.
10:30?
10:30 is when my alarm goes off.
Like in the AM?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What time do you go to bed?
Well, that's the thing. Most nights, I try to get in bed by 2.
Yeah.
What are you doing up till 2 o'clock in the morning?
Working on all the other stuff I have.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do that at
5:30 in the morning? But, Scott, that's always been my same routine. I am late to bed, and do not bother me in the morning.
5:30 in the morning is a wonderful time for me to look at my eyelids and nothing else.
Do you read the secret documents behind them?
On occasion, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I'm up at 5:30 in the morning, there's one reason, and that's because I have to go to the bathroom, and I'm back in bed by 5:31.
Did you wash your hands?
Not at 5:30 in the morning, no. That is the one time I will not wash my hands after going to the bathroom.
You do not wash your hands when you pee in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night? No.
Me neither.
Okay.
Especially because it's just me in bed anyway.
Well, then neither one of you have a right to go getting up in my crawl because of you people.
What
well, decade you was he wow. born in? Don't you be getting up in my craw. That sounds like something my late grandfather would say.
As he holds his reading glasses,
back
I should
when
add.
I was in school.
All right, I'm done.
Is your walker out in the hall?
You know what? You just bought yourself Dokken for Artist of the Day tomorrow.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
I don't even know who that is.
Well, you're about to find out, son.
They didn't have any.
And you should thank God
did they
every
have
day
four
for
hits?
It.
They didn't.
No.
In my book,
no,
they did.
Ooh, throw the flag, Will. They don't qualify.
No, they did not have four hits.
They did in my book.
Flag has been thrown.
The one that I'm lobbying for had more hits than Dokken.
Huh?
What?
Who are you lobbying for?
Restless Heart.
Not seen his Twitter?
Oh, my God.
Restless Heart would be an awesome artist of the day.
Yes, is this your new handle?
Yes.
Handle.
Yeah. It says, Will Starrett, hashtag Restless Heart 4 AOTD.
Do they have four hits?
Yeah.
Name one.
Why does it have to be?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, you know the song. All you
right.
definitely know
I'll
the
make
song.
Restless Heart the artist of the day on Wednesday if you can do this jam or no jam.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I hope so.
You get
otherwise I'm not getting Restless Heart. And that'll
get,
be sad.
You get 3/8 of a second.
Okay.
Not a 1/10 of a second.
3/8 of a second
know
I can
what
do.
That fraction means.
It's just shy of half.
Okay.
Because 4/8 would be a half.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Pay attention.
I'm trying.
Restless Heart or no Restless Heart depends on
I know.
On.
Mm-hmm. I can't do it. I would have to ask you for more.
If I were to give you more, there's no Restless Heart.
I know, so we might as well just stop the game right now. Oh, can't we try Dan Hill, Vonda Shepherd? That is such a jam. Can we try just a little less pride? Love you so much, baby, that it tears me up inside.
Is Dan Hill still alive? He's a handsome
yeah.
devil.
Yeah, he's still alive. I'll say
Look,
this,
he's
too.
Good, he's a good-looking guy.
When I found out, and this is not a pejorative in any way. When I found out he was black, I about passed out.
He's black?
Yes.
I thought he looked like Kenny Loggins.
I was going to say, he looks like, what's his face from Key Largo?
Bertie Higgins?
Yeah, Bertie Higgins.
Well, they're both very hairy individuals.
He looks like Eddie Money.
Yeah, he's... What? He's
or not
very,
Eddie Money, Eddie Rabbit.
He's very light-skinned, but yeah, he's black.
Okay.
Whenever,
I did not know that Dan Hill was black.
When I found... Right? Can we try just
a little bit harder? Well, he really gets into this song in this video.
Well, yeah.
Feeling it.
I mean...
Wouldn't you? I mean, listen to that song. I'd get into that. Just wait.
Just wait. That's when you really, they really bring it home.
Right?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, they become immortal there at the end.
Okay.
By the way, way to totally ignore the topic at hand that we were talking about.
Well, we'll get to it in a second. Hang on. We're talking about Dan Hill and Vonda Shepherd.
My bad. Right. My bad.
It's 5:15 in the evening, almost Scott's bedtime.
All right.
Inching closer, minute by minute.
He sees David Muir and it's time to go to bed.
Amanda, I hung up on you on accident. I'm so sorry. Call back. I'll put you right through. Cindy in South Kansas City. Hello, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Dana. Hi, Scott. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Every day.
Thank you.
I just had a quick thought. I live in Kansas City now, but I've lived in many small rural areas, and I would like to say that the schools, the school districts, are like one of the bigger employers. So if everybody was off on a day, child care would be less of an issue in a small area.
Because everyone would be in the same pool, basically,
right,
in the same boat.
Yeah, because you got, you know, all your moms and your aunts and everybody's working at the school. They'd be off that day, and it makes it, like, less troublesome for that daycare issue.
Okay. Like here's what you would do, Cindy. I would say, okay, I'll take this Monday. You take next Monday. We'll have another neighbor take the next Monday. You would almost do it like
right.
a carpool.
Right. Because you have, like, you know, your moms, your aunts, you know, there's family around like they were talking. But it's just easier because that's the big employer.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right, Cindy. Will, I'm going to give you Restless Heart on Wednesday anyway.
Yes. Wow.
Just because I love you.
Thank you. Love you too.
Just because I love you. Will Starrett, Sam Stevie, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Sounds like Russell's heart.
Isn't it a beautiful thing?
Will Starrett.
Yes.
Wait until you hear this next story. It's my favorite story of all day.
Story here from CNN.com, so you know it's true. A Pennsylvania couple is facing felony theft charges after their bank accidentally put $120,000 into their account, and the couple then spent most of it instead of contacting the bank.
This sounds like an According to Jim episode I just saw.
$122,000.
Wow.
Robert and Tiffany Williams of Montoursville are also facing overdraft fees from the bank of about $107,000.
They even dinged them with the overdraft fees.
Mm-hmm.
In an interview with law enforcement, Tiffany Williams said the money was spent on an SUV, a camper, two four-wheelers,
a
trailer, among other things. The bank error occurred on May 31st when a customer in Georgia made a deposit of $120,000. And the BB&T bank teller entered in the wrong account number. When the customer contacted the bank to ask about the missing deposit, investigators discovered that the funds had gone into the Williams joint account. Quoting here from Brian Davis, a spokesman for BB&T, the bank, while we can't comment on the specifics of this issue due to client privacy practices, we always work as quickly as possible to address any issue that affects our clients. When Tiffany Williams was contacted by the bank on June 21st, she said, quote, she no longer had the funds because she had already paid off her bills.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the money went to pay bills, car repairs.
Well, you gotta.
The couple handed out $15,000 to friends.
Hey, get rid of it as fast as you can.
Right.
If you don't have
make
it,
it
they can't take it back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love that they bought a camper, a trailer.
Two four-wheelers.
It just went crazy.
And an SUV.
Well, you got to have something SUV to haul the trailer.
I was going to say, you got to have something to tow that trailer.
Trailer doesn't haul itself.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
So
you can't use the four-wheeler to haul the trailer.
What would they do in that instance specifically, Scott? You would make them sell back the property, which technically is stolen? Is that considered stolen property? The money was stolen.
It's not your money.
But it was put in your account.
Yeah, that's not exactly stolen money.
It's not the same as you robbing a bank.
I mean, isn't that really kind of money laundering in a way?
No.
If you take stolen money and then use it to buy stuff, haven't you then essentially
washed it? No, guys, hang on now. The money's not stolen. It's misplaced.
Okay.
It ended up in your account. Now, I'm not saying that spending it is proper. It's wrong.
Right.
We all know that.
I'm not saying that they stole the money, but I would contend by spending it, they have spent money that was not theirs.
They knew that money had been put into their account that they had not earned nor were entitled to.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they are wrong. And they should be charged. Now, the argument is going to be, what would you do? You know, like the TV show on NBC with
but it isn't
Keonis
really it
is.
Isn't really theft in the traditional sense.
No, it's not theft at all because you didn't steal it.
You didn't steal
but
it.
But once you spend it, then you've committed a crime.
What if you just let it sit there and you don't say a word? I'm just gonna let that percolate.
Let the interest pile up.
Yeah, and just.
The 0.02% interest or whatever you get on a checking account.
Wait and see.
Add some zeros to that one, Will.
0.0002.
Is it only felony theft because they took it out?
Yes.
Okay.
Once you take the money out of the bank that is not technically yours, that becomes a crime. I would, like, what I do, I don't get bank statements. I don't bank online. I go to my bank like every 3 or 4 days, and I do a what's the word I'm looking
like
for?
Like a balance check?
A balance inquiry. Yes, thank you. And so I just hit balance inquiry, and I get the little receipt, and I'm like, yep.
And you make sure.
That still looks pretty good.
Still got $8.42.
Yeah, that's right.
Till payday.
Come on, Friday.
Come on, where's Friday? Come on. But if I rolled up to my bank one day, and I hit balance inquiry, and it said $120,000, I would U-turn out of that bank, go right back in, and go, now, wait a minute.
You wouldn't just think on it for like a day?
I would think Entercom had really screwed up. And if Entercom had screwed up, then screw them. I'm spending their money.
Well, now listen, I wouldn't keep it, but I certainly would investigate it first.
I would say, where did all this money come from?
Because the bank is going to know almost immediately, and here's why. Mm-hmm. The customer who meant to deposit the $122,000.
They may or may not notice.
Yeah, they're going to check their balance and go, where's my $122,000? And in a second, the bank will figure out where that went.
By the way, wouldn't you like to be in a position where you're depositing $120,000?
Yeah, who's that guy?
I would love that.
Let's get cash? Who 1%, does that?
1% problems.
576-7798. What would you do? You roll up to your bank, you do a balance inquiry. You had $1,000 in there yesterday. Today you got $121,000. You going to spend it? Get some four-wheelers and an SUV, a camper, a trailer? I mean, couldn't you buy something good?
Gift your friend $15,000?
It's like they went on Wheel of Fortune 22 years ago. I'll take the camper.
It's like they went to Independence.
I'll take the rest on a gift certificate.
Wow.
Sorry.
No, it's like they went to Raytown. Get it straight.
It's good for the geese, it's always good for the gander. Irish sailor.
Back in the day, we used to think this was Prince's alternate personality.
You said that to me one time, and I'd never heard it before, but since then, I can't unhear it. It does totally, from a production standpoint.
Wait till you go farther in the song. Turn it up right
sound
here.
Like Prince. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's totally Prince. Dana just showed me a picture of the couple in question here.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of not surprised that they bought.
No.
They bought the stuff you might expect.
Yeah. No. I'm trying to pull up the story.
A trailer?
Internet is really? Just swirling and swirling and swirling in here. And I.
Well, what kind of trailer are we talking? Like double wide trailer or ATV trailer or.
I'm trying to pull up more here on my phone because the computer in here won't let me do it.
Because the word trailer can mean a lot of different things.
My guess is something to haul the ATVs is what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Lynn in Lee's Summit. Lynn, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Well, good. We're doing better than we deserve. Thank you for asking.
Don't you wish you had $100,000 in your account that didn't belong to you and you could keep it forever?
Yes.
So do a lot of people.
Tell me more.
Okay, so if it goes in your account by error, Scott, you're right. It's an error. It doesn't belong to you. Once you start spending it, it becomes a... Once it goes over a certain dollar amount, it becomes a felony.
It's after a $500, isn't it?
I think it's more like $1,000 because it's different because it's in a bank. It's one thing if you steal something at a store and you steal something from a government business like a bank.
Yeah.
So they're going to be in trouble. So what will happen is they will overdraw their account if they don't make retribution and get it back. And if they don't, then that account will be closed out, and then they will file suit against them and attach. They'll have to go through the courts. It'll be costly. And the bank will not get back all of their money. But unfortunately, the bank will have to take the loss.
They'll get back what they can, though, won't they, Lynn?
They will. But, you know, and it could be years because they, you know, depending, I don't know that they could attach their personal residence, but they could certainly, garnish their paychecks and things like that in order to get their money back.
So how much trouble is the teller in who accidentally transposed the numbers on the account?
You know, I'm going to say probably at my work where I work, not in a whole bunch of trouble because unfortunately it happens. and the system should have caught it, but the number was close enough. And my guess is that the customer did not provide an account number, so they pulled up the name.
Yeah.
And got somebody else's name that's just like it. That's why so many financial institutions have gone to, if you don't fill out the deposit slip or the withdrawal slip, the customer has to do it.
Oh, my gosh, Lynn, wait, back up. Is that why I have to go through that PIA every week when I deposit something?
Yeah, it is. Because if you put the wrong account number, then we're verifying it. If you're saying, here I need to deposit this or here I need to make a withdrawal, you're wanting us to pull up the information. If we get the wrong information, you, Dana, are not catching it.
Okay.
Customers are not catching it. The teller's job is to verify what has been presented to them. They need to verify the check amount, they need to verify the cash, and they verify, they'll put in the account number that you presented, and it's going to come up to your name or invalid account.
Got it.
And then we catch it.
And then if there is an error, the customer is somewhat, I don't want to say on the hook, but the bank can at least say, we have plausible deniability here because she wrote the number down wrong.
But hang on.
I don't know. We can't say that because we should have caught it. Because it's our job to verify.
But let's get back to what normal people deal with. When I go to the bank, and unlike many people, I actually go into the bank, all right?
And I
sign my check, and I hand it to the teller, and she hands me a receipt that shows that, you know, $200 was deposited into your account, and here's what your balance is now. When this person went in with a $120,000 check, at no point did this person not get a receipt and look at it and go, wait a minute, that's not what it looks like. It doesn't look like...
Because if you're worth $30 million, Scott, you wouldn't do that. Fair. You and I would do it.
Fair point.
Yeah, and not all teller systems are the same. I mean, our system doesn't give you the balance unless you ask for it.
Well, I won't.
Mine doesn't either. But, Lynn, I'm so glad you cleared that up because it's such a pain to fill that out every time.
See, I don't have to do that.
I made a
bank
deposit. I thought, why do I have to do this? Just show me the balance on the ticket when I get it back. Mm-hmm. That's why.
So you have to fill out paperwork
yes.
when you go into your bank?
I got to find my checkbook, find the account number, write down the account number.
Oh, I don't have to do that.
Oh, it's a complete pain.
I just swipe my card and then she hands me a receipt.
Now this all makes sense to me. By the way, Robert and Tiffany Williams face 4 felony charges, each count punishable by up to 10 years in state prison, and I'm quoting here from the husband, Robert Williams. All I'm going to say is we took some bad legal advice from some people, and it probably wasn't the best thing in the end. Let me translate that for you.
People who were not lawyers gave us legal advice.
Our buddy's buddy,
yeah.
Who...
I told Joe
who
I got
some money.
Who
watches Matlock said to him, well, that's on them. That's their error. And
that
if they put it
problem.
In your account, that's your money.
That ain't your problem.
And they went and spent it.
And Joe said spend that money.
That is exactly what that quote means.
You know that's exactly what that means.
We're sitting around playing poker, watching the
and he
football
said,
game.
He said, well, if they put it in your account, it's your money.
That's on them.
That's not on you.
It's on them, Bob.
God. You go and spend it.
God bless them.
They put it in your account. That's not legal advice,
you know,
son.
And the look on his face in this photo is like, I mean, God bless him.
While you're spending it, give me that $15,000.
I strangely feel sorry for them. I'm sorry,
no,
I do.
No. They.
Scott,
they
if
had,
you are that dumb that you think you are going to get away with a bank transaction with $122,000 at stake, I just don't
think...
Well,
Dana, they put that in your account. It's your money.
I don't think these people probably had any legal advice whatsoever.
They had no legal advice.
Correct.
Janelle in Leavenworth. Hello, Janelle.
Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
How you doing?
Well, we're doing well, thanks.
Well, good. I had the opposite happen to me. My husband's check was to be directly deposited into our account, and it didn't show up. Went to the bank, freaking out, need the paycheck, and they had deposited it to a different account.
Like a different, like one of your different accounts or
no,
somebody else's account?
Not mine.
Oh.
Someone else's.
Did you get it back?
Yeah, we did get it back, but it took obviously some time to get it back, and it was obviously not $100,000+.
but you still have bills to pay. I mean, I think anyone listening, Janelle, you know, I don't care how much money it was, when you expect that money coming in and you
That's
have,
right.
you know, bills
and you're
to pay out.
On it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was my husband had just gotten his job, and rent was due, water was due, and I had no money. I had to go in and, like, basically beg these people not to kick me out of my house and not to turn my water off because there was an error at the bank.
How long did it take to get the money back?
It's been quite a few years, so I'd say it was a few days to get it back, but thankfully everyone involved was very understanding, and we didn't get evicted, and, you know, all that great stuff didn't happen.
Good.
So, but it's you know, you got to look at it on the other person's side, too. Generally, if someone's got that much money, they're probably not thinking it's that much to lose, maybe. But, you know, when you're working paycheck to paycheck, you need that.
That's right.
Badly.
That's right.
These people spent $100,000 in about 2.5 weeks.
Okay.
Oh, come on. That's
then, slow. Then they knew they were up to no good. They knew we've got to spend this before they figure it out. They need to go to prison. $100,000 in 2 weeks?
I know. But if you are, and this
that,
is just.
That is, let's spend
I'm
it
not
before
saying it's
they
okay.
even.
I'm not saying it's okay.
Let's keep going through hell before the devil knows you're
but
there.
You know, this is more money than these people will make in their entire lifetime.
That doesn't give
I'm
you
not
the
saying
right
it's
to
okay,
spend it, Dana.
But I actually feel sorry for them, and they're going to go to prison.
And they deserve to
but,
go to prison.
You know, they went out and bought a race car, Scott. I mean.
Dana.
These are not highly educated people.
Prison is filled with bad decisions.
I know.
I'm shocked at you. I'm actually shocked at you.
They did post $25,000 each bail.
Where did they get that money?
I'm wondering if that's out of the same bank account. We're going to need $25,000.
Oh, yeah, we got that.
Yeah,
we got
that right here.
That's no problem.
Two of those? Okay.
Yeah, you take a check.
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying, you know, I can understand where this is more money than the two of them combined will probably ever make in their entire lifetime.
But it's almost laughable, Dana.
It's bad.
We took bad legal advice.
It's really bad.
I'm not making fun of people from rural communities, but clearly this is a family who's from a rural community based on the pictures that they've posted. You know that the legal advice, they got legal advice from Cletus.
That is an accurate portrayal of what probably happened here.
And Cletus told him, if it's in the account, it's yours.
And you know, if they bought a race car, a trailer, and two ATVs, that property is worth half what it was when they drove it off the lot. And so that's what Lynn was saying. The bank's going to try to recoup some of the money.
Yeah.
They're not going to recoup all of it
because
the toys that these people bought.
And that's all they bought.
Are basically worthless after you drive them.
576-7798. Sam, Stevie, Dana, Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Those of you who have been with us for a long time, a little trivia. When this show first debuted 13 years ago, this was the theme song of the show.
Ugh.
You would have hated it.
Terrible.
Sonia in Olathe. Hello, Sonia.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing quite well. Thank you for asking.
Good. So, hey, so this happened to my mom like 3 times. So, once was $10,000, but that one
Wait,
was
deposited
done on
or taken out?
Yeah, which one?
Deposited.
Okay.
It was deposited, but that one was because the teller got pissed and was quitting, and she added an extra $0 to $100 deposit my mom made. And so that one was done on purpose. But my mom waited 3 months before she said anything because she thought surely they're going to figure it out. But it took them 3 months to figure it out that someone deposited an extra $10,000 from her account. Mm. The other times, one was $50,000, and the other time was $180,000. My mom has a very common name, so it happens often that people just put it in the wrong account.
Okay.
$180,000?
Yeah.
What did she do with that one?
Nothing. She's scared. She's like, I'm not touching that. I'm not. No, no, no. And my it happened to my brother, too, and he spent the money because, you know, he's a young kid, and he spent it. And they just made him pay it back. But it was only like $600, so it wasn't that bad. But but yeah, it happens all the time because she has a very common first and last name.
I think I'd be finding a new bank if it keeps happening, Sonia. I mean, once is one thing, but 3 times?
But you know, here's the deal. If it was different banks, it's never been the same bank. It was, you know, once with a credit, twice with a credit union, once was in Texas, but it's never been the exact same bank, but it's happened to her three times that someone has deposited money to her account.
Right on. All right. Tim in Merriam. Hello, Tim.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, man?
I had a relationship with a girl through my phone that lived in a different state. She was like a millionaire. And she attached her account to two of my credit cards. I spent $35,000 of her money. And now because I won't marry her, she thinks she's going to get me for fraud. She gave me the account.
Was your name on the account?
No, my name's on the credit cards. She attached her account to my cards.
Well.
What do you mean, well?
Well, if she attached her account to his card,
whose money is it?
It's one of the dumbest things you can do in a relationship, but if she agreed and attached it.
Wait. Tim, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I got a question. She attached her money to your account.
Right.
And you're not married?
No.
Why would she do that?
She's madly in love with me. As a matter of fact, to this very day, she harasses me and will not let me go, chases me, gets my phone number. Came to the state of Kansas and is still here and will not leave me alone.
Well, have you thought, why don't you just give her money back? Did I miss something here?
I can't. I don't have that ton of money. It'd take me years to pay that back.
Oh, so over the years you spent it, Tim?
2 years, yeah.
2 years, okay.
You spent her money over the course of 2 years?
Yes.
And how much again?
Like $25,000 on one card, $7,000 on another.
Okay. Tim, I don't know how to break this to
That's
you,
a lot of money. However, she attached her account to that card.
I think she's got a case against you, friend.
I think you shouldn't attach your bank account to your boyfriend's credit card. That's what I think.
Not until he puts a ring on it.
Dun, dun, dun. Mm-mm.
That's what I say. All right, we got to run, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. It's been an honor and a privilege. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie, my good friend and co-host, Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night, be safe, and be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.